The police are praising gun owners in Canterbury after the first buyback of illegal firearms over the weekend. A total of 542 weapons were handed in on Saturday and Sunday in the first of more than 250 buybacks that will be held around the country. Mike Clement is the Deputy Commissioner of Police. Joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, I wonder what sort of guns did you get in the first wave here? Were you surprised? Was there anything a bit unusual?
Oh, there were some unusual ones, but the vast majority of the firearms, the 542 we're talking about, are all of those that were prohibited under the new legislation. So that's the first thing. There's probably a dozen or so handed in under the amnesty, and there was a really interesting firearm handed in under the amnesty, a gentleman who didn't actually have a license but had the firearm handed down through the ages, and it was an 1888 side-by-side shotgun. And we expect to get a few of those actually along the way, but for the vast majority of our effort is targeting those newly prohibited firearms, and we were very pleased with the result.
So what do you do with the 1888 gun? Do you put it in a museum or do you crush that one?
We've put it to one side for the moment because, I don't know an awful lot about guns other than the work that we're doing to try and recover the prohibited ones. I rather suspect it's got some value, not in terms of dollars, but in terms of history. So we're just going to ask a few questions around the place. We've set it to one side for the time being, and we will see whether it's got a place in a museum or something like
sure.
that.
Sure. I guess my point is, were there guns that were alarming? Was the type of guns alarming? Was there anything that made you think, boy, we didn't realise that there were this many, now illegal guns, but ones that were capable of serious damage, I suppose?
Well, no, because I think they all are, frankly. The types of weapons that have been prohibited are capable of very serious damage, and that's exactly what was targeted, and that's what we had brought in. The 542 firearms are all of those that are prohibited under the new legislation. So it's great to have them off the street. We've just started. We've got a lot to do, but it was an excellent start. I couldn't praise the Canterbury gun-owning public higher because I walked out of the venue with a good dozen or 20 of them because I wanted to get a sense of it myself, and their attitude was just outstanding.
A lot of them didn't show up, though, did they? I mean, you had, 900 registered? That was only about half of that actually came.
Right. Oh, well, we've got 6 months of buyback, so I didn't want them all there on one day, frankly. I'm not quite sure how we would cope with that. So, to be honest, I thought the flow was really good. We wanted to not be overwhelmed on day one and two of the buyback because we wanted to test those processes we've been trying to work so hard to get right. We've got some things around the edges to fix.
And what are they?
Just making sure that we've got enough people to greet people when they come in the door, that we've really got the messaging right with regard to people making safe their firearms, going online. All of those things speed up the process. So I just think it's just a matter of fine-tuning. I think we did remarkably well, given that we didn't. This is the first time in New Zealand's history we've ever done it. We drew heavily on some advice from others, but this was our first reality, and I thought we did amazingly well.
Was there any dissatisfaction expressed to the people working there about the compensation? Because as we know, there's a lot of grumpiness about the level of compensation.
Well, I tried to find it, frankly, and I didn't. I found the opposite. I found people who were very, very content with what they got. It was all over the show with regard to what did you pay in the day and what did you get today, obviously, because it would depend.
But I suppose coming back to the earlier point is that the ones who are particularly grumpy just might not have bothered to turn up.
Well, that's right. But I think they're entitled to sit back and wait and see. The reality is not everybody came on day one. I know for a fact, because I spoke to some of these people, that they were going to go away and speak to their mates about the process and the fairness of the price paid. So I don't think anybody can ask any more than that, frankly. It would be pretty critical if you were going to sit back and say,
sure,
oh, this was wrong and that was wrong. The reality was we wanted to create a situation where people felt comfortable to bring their firearms in and they felt as though they'd been dealt with professionally and they got a fair price. And I saw that.
Just remind us again how many guns you think are outstanding.
Well, this is a great unknown. Everyone asks me that, and I sort of ask myself that. What we do know is there are 13,000 odd, just over 13,000, registered against an E-category license, an E-endorsement on a license. So that means of the types of weapons that have been prohibited, we only have a small window into the numbers out there, and those are the ones that, under the previous legislation, had to be endorsed.
Well, do you buy the argument that there are hundreds of thousands of these weapons out there?
To be frank, I don't know. I just simply do not know. There are way more than 13,000. There's no doubt about that.
Because that puts it into context, though, doesn't it? That 542 is a good start. But
that's right.
Even with 250 of these events around the country, the argument is you're going to struggle to get all these guns back.
Well, that's 250 for the first 3 months, for 258, if we're going to be exact. And then we've got another 3 months. And the reason we struck it for the first 3 months is we wanted to see whether the plan we'd put in place was going to meet the need out there in terms of the gun-owning public. If it doesn't, then we will change it. And don't forget, there's also the, and I know this to be true too, is that some people just want to take their guns into a gun retailer for some reasons known best to them. And we're allowing for that. So in the next week or two, if you don't want to come to a local collection point, and there are a few that don't, then you go to your gun retailer. So there's that. There's police stations where we've got hundreds of firearms sitting in police stations now. I'd rather they weren't there, frankly, for reasons you'll be aware of. And we will pick up bulk firearms from gun owners.
Just remind us what those reasons are.
Oh, well, do you really want me to labour the point? The bottom line is our police stations...
Well, I mean, are you referring to the fact that some of them went missing at Palmerston North, or one of them at least?
Well, that's right. I mean, the reality is, though, our police stations weren't built as an armoury. They were built for...
Well, come on, I mean, we must be able to have confidence that a gun can be safe at a police station.
Yep, you should be able to. But the reality is we know that we let ourselves down with regard to that, and we're in the process of fixing it. But that aside, we will take firearms into police stations. We just want to make doubly sure that when they get there, for good reason, and you've pointed it out, and I'm prepared to acknowledge it, is that when they get there, that we can look after it.
And so are there other...
That's one of the options.
How many police stations around the country are you worried about security?
Well, I'm worried about all of the security at police stations for a variety of reasons. It's obvious. We want to make sure our stations are secure. The reality is that a good majority of them won't be having firearms in them, I can tell you. They haven't before and they won't in the future. We're just in the process of making sure that we're content that our processes are equally strong with regards to the spyback process as they are for the process that we've set up for local collection points.
Sure. Just finally, do you think you've made enough of an early statement? That was always got to be important, wasn't it? You were obviously out here to make a clear statement. People wanted to see the vision of the guns. They wanted to see them, the processes. Do you think you've done enough to encourage more of the sceptical gun owners to come forward?
I think we exceeded my expectation, and I'm confident, having spoken to many gun owners in Canterbury on Saturday, that we exceeded their expectations, and that's all I can ask for.
We shall see. Thank you very much for your time. Mike Clement is the Deputy Commissioner of Police.